Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So obviously, LeBron left that indelible mark with that title. Now here locally, we have a complicated relationship because twice now he has left us high and dry. And now the team is stuck and you didn't get that draft pick you want. But I thought this was interesting. I missed it the first time when we were sitting there talking to Greedy Williams out in Berea. And he had an answer when I said, all right, you get drafted by Cleveland. What does a kid down in the South, in the Bayou, know about Cleveland? And listen to this exchange.
So far, what do you know about this city?
Oh, I know a lot. You know, they got, that's where LeBron from, you know, they got a great city. You know, they definitely breed football up here. They got the Hall of Fame in Ohio. You know, I just did a lot of studying, you know, them things that I found out. And, you know, I'm just a blessing to be a part of this great team.
All right. Didn't notice it at the time because it was kind of a throwaway question just to get him kind of warmed up. And
right.
Is he enjoying himself in town? I always think it's got to be a whirlwind. We never think just because they have millions of dollars, we never think, yeah, they have to find a place to live. They have to meet people. They have to figure out what they're going to do. How that's going to work, what are their hobbies going to be, you know, while they're spending time in this foreign country, essentially, from where they were. But when he said that, I thought about the next day when we heard the interview. The first thing he said was Cleveland, and that shouldn't have surprised me because when I travel, LeBron, the first thing he says, LeBron, when I travel, people say, I go from Cleveland, LeBron. It's the first thing people say. And I don't doubt that for many years, you know,
by the way, that's not the worst.
No.
It's a lot better than, oh, the place where the river caught fire,
which is what it used to be what it was. It was fodder for all the late night show hosts. Johnny Carson every night would make fun. People from Cleveland would give him death threats. They would call into the switchboard operators back in the day, and they would give him death threats. He's talked about this before because he just picked a city to poke fun at. It was easy at the time to do that. Obviously, the losing, that was always part of the identity of the city. Mistake on the lake was part of the identity. I think for many people, sports fans, Jim Brown was the guy. And that's why, to this day, Jim Brown is still considered by many of the older fans of sports, still the best player. You can't even argue with him.
Finally got the statue outside the stadium.
Got the statue out there, despite some of the other issues that, you know, transpired.
Still waiting on that Paul Brown statue, Browns.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's
might want to get on that one.
The first thing I want to ask people, Are you annoyed at all that it's LeBron who's not here anymore? Are you annoyed that when people think of our great city, they don't say West Side Market, they don't say the Great Art Museum, they don't say, some say Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Clinton Orchestra sometimes gets some love because they are world-renowned.
Wildly underrated, though, for people here. You have a world-class, you're right, world-renowned orchestra
you
right in your backyard.
You think Playhouse Square, it's the second largest art district in the country. And
people don't know that.
Right,
I will
no.
just tell you, people outside of Cleveland have no idea, unless they're from here or have roots here. Sports are always going to come up because of how great the fans are here in Northeast Ohio. LeBron is probably going to be the answer to that question for a long time. Does that bother you? 216-578-0092. And then I'll ask a second question. Can Baker Mayfield change that? Can Odell Beckham change that? Can Myles Garrett change that? Can Freddie Kitchens change that? Can anybody change that for the Cleveland Browns, notably Baker Mayfield? I yield the floor to you, Daryl.
There's only one way. Got to win a Super Bowl. Got to win a Super Bowl. Because if you get, again, I go back to what I said about the 97 Indians, 2016 Indians. No one's going to remember the magical runs, okay? If the Browns, you know, Browns get in the playoffs, and if they have another, you know, heartbreaking loss in the playoffs or whatever. Like, I think that the only way for Baker or Odell to usurp the LeBron pedestal is by winning a Super Bowl. Getting to the playoffs or getting to the AFC Championship game or even getting to the Super Bowl but losing the Super Bowl, I don't think it's going to be good enough because LeBron won a championship. That's the difference, okay? LeBron got to the mountaintop for the city of Cleveland. First parade in 52 years, all right? So I think that's what it's going to take is for right. Baker and Odell to win a Super Bowl.
All right, here's where I might have to disagree with you. I think locally that could do the trick.
But that's not what you're asking.
No, I'm not asking
You're asking from a national perspective.
Yes, here,
if Baker and Odell get the Browns to the playoffs, Anthony, fans already love them, okay, especially after last season. But you're talking from a national perspective. I think the only way is if they're standing on the podium next to the commissioner raising the Vince Lombardi trophy.
I don't know that that's enough, and here's why I'll say that. Unfortunately, over the years, and I know the Browns backers thing always gets talked about. We have we have more backers than any other team. But we know there are teams like the Steelers who you go anywhere in this country, there are Steeler fans. Cowboy fans everywhere in this country.
Yeah. Cowboys are America's team.
I don't think the Patriots are a brand like that. For whatever reason, that just doesn't seem to be the case.
No, the northeastern part of the country, absolutely. But you're talking about, you know, having fans in California,
but I think
the West
over
Coast,
time,
whoever, no.
Unfortunately, the Browns brand, when you lose for 30 years, is diminished.
It takes a hit.
I think it's taken a huge hit. And there is a Super Bowl awarded every year. Every team, there's a difference. Well, you know, the Patriots have obviously won six, but there's a new Super Bowl trophy, Lombardi Trophy, awarded out every single year. I don't know that I think the first thing I think, do people around the globe think Peyton Manning when they think Indianapolis? I don't know that they do.
No.
I don't know that just
No, if you bigger, think Indianapolis, you mentioned Indianapolis, I think Indianapolis 500.
500. When I think Boston, I think Fenway. I just do.
Absolutely.
When I think Chicago, I think Wrigley.
I think Michael Jordan and
Michael
the Bulls.
Jordan, I think about. There are certain transformative figures.
Even to a lesser extent, I think Southside of Chicago and the Sox.
LeBron James was from here and won here and was a transcendent superstar because he changed the dynamic of sports forever.
With a worldwide brand.
Yes, worldwide brand, global brand. I don't know that Baker, I don't know that football quarterback can do that. There's a reason, like Odell Beckham is arguably the most popular player in the NFL. He's a receiver.
Yeah, he's got 14 million Instagram
followers. I don't know that quarterback in the NFL is anywhere near as transcendent or could be transcendent as larger-than-life NBA superstar like LeBron, which has a global reach, which is he's on a trajectory of becoming a billionaire. I know some people will be like, no, I mean, he is.
He's going to own a team someday.
He could own a team someday. I'm curious. 216-578-0092. I don't know that Baker could do it. I think we'd have to talk about multiple Super Bowls, and we'd have to talk about a wider reach. We'd have to be talking about a guy of significance. Like LeBron has become, whether people like it or not, in some ways even political. And so his political comments get brought up. Donald Trump has talked about LeBron James. I don't know that just winning a Super Bowl for Baker and the Cleveland Browns, which is a diminished brand nationally, not locally. Obviously, we know the Browns are everything here. And if he wins, he'll have a statue out
there. But I'm going to tell you right now, that diminished brand of the Browns, when they start winning, it's going to explode because everyone's going to come out of the woodwork.
They have to build a new fan base because I think a lot of the Clevelanders that left this town and raised their kids in other cities, a lot of those kids said, I know you're telling me, Dad, I got to root for the Browns. No, I'm in Seattle. I'm going to root for the Seahawks. Listen, I'm in LA. I'm going to pick another team.
I have friends in town that have kids that have fought to get their kids to root for the Browns, and they've said,
It's been a tough battle.
I don't want to root for losers. I want to root for winners.
All right, David in Beachwood. I'm really curious about reaction to this. Go ahead, David. Let me punch you up here. 92.3, The Fan, you're first up on this topic. Go ahead, David.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's no matter if Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham win, I don't know, four or five Super Bowls, let's say. LeBron James playing basketball, you know, it's so much. He's the most popular athlete, or at least he was the year the Cavs won the championship, the most popular athlete in the world. American football doesn't have that worldwide reach. Now, of course, in Cleveland, they could surpass LeBron, but internationally and even nationally, I doubt it. I mean, think about Tom Brady. Do we consider Tom Brady the best football player ever to have played? And that's why we talk about LeBron James. He's the best basketball player. Him and Michael Jordan are the only two people that are talked about now as being the best ever at their game.
All right, David, thank you for the call. I agree with you. Think about it. When we talk about most famous athletes in the world, LeBron comes up first almost all the time. I'm not the soccer expert guy, but I'm sure soccer people will tell you there's a few of them, Neymar, Messi, a few others that come up. Am I even getting the name right?
Pele.
But now, like current guys. Current guys. I'm talking about current guys that are considered the most popular athletes in the world, Tiger and Venus Williams. They come up all the time. But it used to be a time when the top boxer was up on that list. No more. That's not the case. I don't even think, you know, Conor McGregor's pretty big. Conor McGregor's pretty popular globally. I don't know that Baker winning a Super Bowl would change the identity of Cleveland. I don't know that it would happen. I'm saying it's still going to be LeBron.
Maybe he needs to do a few more shirtless commercials next to Tigers.
A few of them? He's already on his way there. All right, 216-578-0092. Plenty of you getting in right now on social media. I want to hear from you. Greedy Williams said he thought of Cleveland. He thought of LeBron. Can Baker ever change that? We'll get to you next here on 92.3 The Fan. I got to get right to the phones here because I asked the question. When you go outside of Cleveland, when you go outside of Ohio, you ask people about Cleveland, I don't think they say mistake on the lake anymore. I don't think they say river on fire.
Nope.
What I think you get is LeBron. I think you get LeBron more than anything else.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Guy won a championship. He's a successful guy. He grew up in the projects. He's going to be a billionaire. I think there's something to be said for what he's done. We can all be upset about how he left.
Start a school in Akron.
Absolutely. I want to see if Baker can be that guy. Can Baker do anything in this town? We know locally. I think locally Baker can overtake LeBron. I actually think he can. Some people disagree. But nationally, globally, I don't think there's anything he can do. Let's go to Nick in North Olmsted. Start us off on this conversation. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Just to put it in perspective, in 2008, I was in Florence, Italy, and I was talking to locals. And they ask me where I'm from, and they have no idea where I'm from. And once I tell them LeBron James, and they go, oh, yeah, yeah, they like totally exactly knew exactly where I was from. And that was even before he won a championship.
Oh, even before?
Yeah, this is 2008.
Yeah. So that's pretty incredible.
I think it's going to take Baker and the Browns, maybe. They'd have to win like 6-7 Super Bowls to even come close to LeBron globally.
All right, Nick, congrats on your world travels. Very jealous. John in Euclid, next up on the Fan.
I'll agree with the last caller, maybe globally, because it's very easy to individualize one entity.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been all over the country, Canada, not Mexico. I've never seen one Cavs backers bar.
No, either have I.
Yeah, so when you, in relative terms, I think the Browns are still bigger. And yes, Baker could, and I'm crossing my fingers, will do it. But as an individual person, it's easier to market one thing than an entire team. But as an entity, the Browns are still way bigger. And if you ask anyone in the area, the Browns are still bigger.
All right, John. In the area, without a doubt. I totally agree. I guess the question, you could break it down, and this is for Darren Revelle. We could get his calculator out on this one. What is LeBron James' value? What is he worth? And I don't mean just to a team. What is the LeBron James brand? You know, like Magic Johnson, his brand, I mean, he's...
Billions.
I don't know if he's... Is he a billionaire? I mean, he's a big-time businessman. He's Magic Johnson.
Part of the reason that LeBron went to the West Coast was to learn a little bit from Magic how he invested to expand his portfolio.
Yeah, how's that working out? But I get what you're saying. Magic has a brand, right?
Right.
Tiger Woods, brand. You know, we talk about brands. Oprah, brands. Like, if you were to break down financially, we'd have to, like, seriously, get, like, a guy like an economist on or a Darren Revelle on who he could fake it. Is there a chance that LeBron's brand, nationally and internationally, is bigger than the Browns? I mean, the Browns have been bad for 30 years.
Because
they're just another football team as far as the rest of the country goes, except unless you're from Cleveland.
LeBron has a brand in Asia. The Browns don't have a brand in Asia.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
If that makes sense.
Am I crazy,
Owen?
Well,
just from a branding standpoint, there aren't people going out and buying things with Browns on it unless they are Browns fans. You'll go out and buy a pair of LeBron shoes with his logo on it.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Even if you aren't technically a LeBron fan, maybe you like the way the shoes look.
Maybe we'll see it with Odell.
Look, listen, the Jordan brand. I don't know that LeBron can ever even become the Jordan brand.
That Jumpman is going to be forever.
That's forever. That'll be generations after he's dead and gone. The Jordan brand is bigger to me than just about anything. That's up there with the Yankees, the Dallas Cowboys, U.S. Steel, right?
My kids who are 12 to 10, they love the Jumpman. They don't know that Jordan was the greatest player ever.
Could they pick him out of a lineup?
No.
Yeah.
The crying Jordan meme, they can get
that. Okay, now they could. Yeah. That's so sad, by the way. But it's so sad what we do on social media that Michael Jordan's known more for the crying Jordan meme. All right, I'm fascinated by this discussion. We'll get to it after the news dump with Jeff Thomas. I'll take more of your calls. 216-578-0092 plus Mary Kay Cabot at 825 and your next chance to win $1,000, our national contest. Stay tuned for the code word 10 minutes from now here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Got to go back to the phones because we're getting a lot of people say anytime they're outside of Cleveland, anytime they're outside of Northeast Ohio or Ohio in general, when they tell people they're from Cleveland, the first thing they get back is LeBron. We all started this because we talked to Greedy Williams, new Browns player, drafted in the second round. We caught up with him, and I asked him, what do you know about Cleveland? First thing out of his mouth, LeBron James.
Yep.
My question is, can Baker Mayfield ever change that? You said...
if he wins the Super Bowl, potentially, from a national standpoint, I do agree with you that he's not... it'll be virtually impossible for him to reach the level from a brand standpoint that LeBron James has achieved. Just because the sport of football isn't as transcendent worldwide right. as basketball is. They play basketball in China.
For whatever reason, yeah.
They don't play football in China. Okay. The NFL's tried to expand internationally with the games in London and Mexico and, you know, whatever, but exhibition, I think.
They're trying to grow the sport.
They're trying.
Fans are bored by the NFL. They really are. Yeah, those fans love soccer. Yeah. They think soccer's way more entertaining, way more exciting, no stoppages.
And they don't score in soccer. And they find it more entertaining.
It's amazing. All right, Cameron in South Euclid, next up on The Fan. Thanks for being patient. What's up, man?
Hey, not much. Well, I was a flight attendant for about 4 years. And no matter where I went, everybody would say LeBron. I don't think that Baker ever had a chance to surpass LeBron. He'd just be on the same level as him because I don't think LeBron's ever going to go anywhere just for the way he did and who he was.
Cameron, can I ask you a question now that you've helped us out?
Yes, sir.
Can you give me some of the spiel? Do you have it committed to memory? The safety spiel.
Man, we just put on a CD or the TV screen and all that action. I ain't mess with that. I was real chill on the plane. That's probably part of the reason I left, man. If you was riding with me, drinks was on the crib. We wasn't worried about none of that. We was having a good time. We laid back.
Do you even know where the floaties are? My God.
I mean, ours, you use the seat, bro. I mean, if the plane go down, it's a
wrap. Wait a minute, Cameron. You weren't like the stand-up comedian on the plane?
No, I mean, usually I'm the one up there talking some mess, but for the most part, man, I'm just, you know, after doing four or five flights today, I'm like, I'm just trying to chill, man. So as long as y'all do nothing ignorant, we good.
What a gig. You're on the plane. I know you have to put up with the jokes about being, oh, you're a stewardess, but all those women, you know the hotel they're staying at. I mean, come on. That's a gig right there.
I was batting 1,000.
Cameron, thank you for the call. That's what it's all about. Flight safety right there. 216-578-0092.
Your seat cushion may be used as a flotation device in the event of a water evacuation.
I guarantee he knew where his flotation device was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he knew exactly.
Yours, maybe not, but his, yes.
I love that. I'm telling you, man, you watch those guys. They're wheeling out the end of the night, especially when it's like a travel destination. They just have a smile on their face. All right, Jason and Amherst. Sorry for that diversion. Go ahead, Jason.
So I think that in order for Baker to achieve anywhere near the level of notoriety, popularity, whatever, or celebrity, he's got to find a niche for himself, a niche market. For instance, Cristiano Ronaldo, who's arguably the number one most popular athlete in the world, appeals to women. He's a great player. He also appeals to the men. Because of the fact that he is a great player, but because the women love him. You see guys, every time Cristiano Ronaldo changes his hair, they change their hairstyle. And then that, with the popularity of soccer, helps that grow. So for Baker to do that, he's got to find that one niche market that allows him to grow. Be it, you know, he shaved the beard, but I always thought that rugged, Southern or even healthy outdoors kind of guy, you know, hawking Patagonia or North Face or something like that, you know, that would maybe help him grow.
I think that's a great point, Jake. Just one other question. Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, he had a bigger brand coming out. And by the way, we're talking about Baker, who was the first overall pick and a Heisman winner, but Johnny Manziel was a bigger brand. Every girl in the country knew about him. Like, could he have been that guy? Had he been any good?
I think he was too much Johnny Football.
Yeah.
He didn't appeal to the family, even the parents who are buying the merchandise and things like that. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to buy a Manziel jersey because they see him bombed on a swan. But Matt, but right now Baker has, you know, that appeal to, you know, especially after doing that piece about his mother. Great marketing there. So, I mean, that's why Manziel probably, he could have been a rogue kind of guy, but he would only appeal to a small demographic.
That's a good point.
Rather than a broad demographic.
Thank you, Jason. Well thought out. Let's go to one more. Ed in Bay, next up on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
How you doing?
Good. So my question is that if you look at this, if you're looking at it truly from a national perspective and building it out, if I ask the question, could Pat Mahomes ever be bigger than Michael Jordan, what would the knee-jerk reaction be?
No chance.
So the reality is that we're all excited from the Cleveland perspective for Baker, but the reality is, on a national level, he'll never attain that level, just that super global icon status, I don't think. I mean, he would have to do something truly, truly remarkable and catch fire, and then he has to get beyond just the sport.
Yeah, so then it's about movies, it's about getting on Saturday Night Live, it's about doing all that stuff.
Right. So I just think if you look at it that way, there's no way. I mean, he's going to be very popular. He's absolutely an awesome athlete, but I don't think he's going to hit that transcendent status.
All right, thank you. And it's fascinating, Daryl, to think about where LeBron came from and how we're talking about him now.
All the championships that Tom Brady has won, is he a global icon?
Not global.
His wife, I think, is Giselle. I think
she's
is
bigger.
More. She's more of a global icon.
I think you're right.
Than Tom Brady is, and he's got all those championships.
It's amazing. Everybody knows who Tom Brady is.
We also all know that his wife is Giselle.
Sure. That just speaks to what LeBron has accomplished. Love him or hate him, hate the fact of the way he left. Hate the fact that he was never truly committed, and maybe it wasn't all about Northeast Ohio for him. Man, look at what he was able to do. Tom Brady's won 6 times and has been the reason they've won. It's the starting quarterback in the NFL where you're nothing if you don't have a quarterback. I think it's absolutely amazing that we're even having the conversation. All right, when we come back, we'll ask Mary Kay that question and any beef whatsoever with Odell Beckham getting into it with some of the national media. We'll get to that next. Mary Kay Cabot right here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.